Channel 3.
Welcome to the Kayak Fishing Radio Network and the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Linden, Crew Wheeler, and we're going to have a great show tonight, y'all. Again, another sponsor spotlight show. I'm going to do this here and there for a little while. Break it up a little bit, give some love to those that love me. But tonight's show is going to be basically a Tommy Head show. You know him, you love him. Mr. Tommy Head Jake is going to be on the line tonight. It's going to be a really good show. Talk fishing, talk about this thing called spotted bass. I hear him talking about it all the time. But he's going to be on in a little bit. Folks, if you don't know, the Boondoggle is coming up here very shortly. We're talking the next few months. October 11th to the 14th. It's going to be a great time. It's out of Big Lagoon State Park. You're going to want to tune in to tomorrow night's show because I know Chip spent the weekend there, I believe. And you'll want to know more about that. Besides that, it's going to be a pretty good show. Hoping for some loving to come in. I got a co-host apparently tonight. Don't know who that is. Oh, what's going on, man? Yak Chum is my co-host tonight. Call in, buddy. But of course, folks, you can always call in, 714-816-4727. This is the Wednesday, May 29th show. Every Wednesday, pretty much gives it the deal. But it's going to be a great time. With that being said, we're going to take our first little sponsor break. And these are my sponsors, and I love them half to death. And, the great folks. And the great folks at YakAngler.com helping us with the Boondoggle is greatly appreciated. And more on Yak Angler, you should always
looking
go to.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. I'd like to introduce my awesome sauce co-host for the night, Mr. Matt Trucks. What's going on, man?
Good evening. Matt Trucks, Yak Chum up here, co-hosting for Mark tonight.
Dude, this is awesome. I got a co-host, finally. Greatly appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
We need to make
just glad to be home from work for once when I can actually get up here and help out.
Yeah, man. But cool, man. Let's get right to it. For those that don't know who this gentleman is, he has created, in my personal opinion, the most versatile jig head for freshwater and for inshore saltwater fishing. Truly, you can take a one jig head, use it, you know, to your heart's content, basically. And you know, he's my sponsor, and I love him to death. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Head with Tommy Head Jigs. What's going on, man?
How much, Mark?
Hey, oh, Tommy, good to have you on the phone.
See what?
That was Matt.
Good to have you on the phone, Tommy. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Matt. How you doing?
All right. I'll let Mark carry on.
All right.
So, folks that don't know Tommy, tell me a little about your history, where you started, and, you know, where your what's your basis and how did you come around to making the Tommy Heads?
All right. Long story short is I started my fishing when I was a youngster in Pennsylvania, fishing trout streams.
Right.
I served in the military for 14 years. Got out. After a couple of years, got married. And my wife agreed to allow me to fish for 3 years in the BFL as a co-angler. Yes, it was awesome. It was great. I married a great wife, great woman.
Yes, you did.
Jay, she, when we met, she says, "You told me you liked to fish. You wasn't. You're obsessed." And yes, I would say I'm obsessed with fishing. I'm one of those guys that have
fish. It's a good thing to have an obsession for.
Oh yeah, if next to God and your woman, nothing like fishing.
Right.
It sure beats drugs and alcohol. So.
Anyway, oh, yeah, definitely.
I fished my first tournament, and I lost 3 key fish on a shaky head. I won't mention nobody's names as far as other lure companies or anything, but needless to say, I lost 3 key fish. When I say key fish, two spotted bass would have gone over 3 pounds, and one largemouth that would have gone 7.5 pounds. I lost the tournament by 3 pounds. So any one of those...
Oh, no.
Yes. Any one of those 3 fish would have won me the tournament and $3,000. But needless to say, I came in 19th that day and I took home a check for $219. Big difference.
Yeah.
So I got home, tears in my eyes, upset, mad, and my wife just kind of looked at me and says, why don't you make your own? I said, I don't know how to. She said, why don't you go down to the picnic basket and talk to the boys? They've helped you out along the way. The boys, when I mention the boys, they're both men. One's Keith Hudson. He has his own charter service, and the other one's Rusty. He builds rods. So
right.
They talked to me. We sat down and ordered a jig and ordered a melting pot and ordered everything I needed. Needless to say, the mold comes in. It was the wrong mold. I said, man, I spent all this money for what? But I'm going to try it. So I started pouring my own jigs and started fishing with them. And I noticed that 90% of my fish I was catching was in the top part of the mouth. The jigs are a must-add 6-degree flat-eye hook.
Right.
They come in 3 sizes that I make every day, 1/8, 3/16, and 1/4. But I still wasn't selling them or anything. I was telling some friends of mine, and they was like, it's just a jig. There's nothing special about it. Well, here's the thing. I met an older gentleman who's retired from the Air Force, and he says, there's only one type of jig that's on my boat, and it's these type here. And I threw him a pack that I'd been playing with all day and catching fish. And for every 10 fish I was catching, he was landing 1. So right then and there, right then and there, it's, you know, he was losing a lot of fish. And he didn't understand why. And again, I wasn't doing a lot of testing back then. But after some time, I started playing with the testing. And,
right.
But he took the jigs. At the time, they were just jigs. And he started fishing. He went out fishing one day, and he fished, and he fished, and he fished, and nothing. I mean, he used the chatterbait, the spinnerbait, the buzzbait, poppers, the sammies, the walk the dogs, you know. Just he threw Texas rigs. He threw his jig heads. He threw everything he had in the boat, not a single fish. And he fished in this one area earlier in the week, and he said he was catching them on Carolina rig. He couldn't catch them on Carolina rig. He looked down and saw the jigs. He says, why not? Nothing else has worked. Why not? So he picked up one of my jigs, tied it on, and the very first cast caught an 8-pound largemouth.
Wow.
Very next cast, he catches a 6-pounder. He catches 2 4-pounders back-to-back. He says, it's just a fluke. He cuts my jig off, ties on one of his jigs that he loves,
mm-hmm.
he used to love so much. And he goes, he threw it for over an hour in the same spot, and he says, nothing. Couldn't catch a thing. He slowly reeled it back in. He worked it like a Texas rig. He did everything he could think of.
Right.
Tied mine back on there, and he tied mine back on her, threw it out there, and before it hit the bottom, bam, he catches another fish, 6 pounds. These are all largemouths. He says he just couldn't believe this. So he calls me up. He caught 4 or 5 more fish off the Tommy Hood, and that's what he named them. He said the best blank Tommy Heads he's ever fished, and that's where the name came from.
Awesome.
And there's testimonials to those pictures, to those fish on my webpage. This guy here took all of his jigs that he had been fishing with for years and threw them away.
Yeah. That's something. When you got a product that can change not only a day, but a person's perspective and really, you know, make a killer. That's awesome.
Well, for 3 years running the BFL, I'd made money on Tommy Hids, okay? They worked for me.
Right.
So, I mean, I've won a lot of tournaments using Tommy Hid jigs. It's just been an amazing event for me. My biggest largemouth to date is a 7.5-pound largemouth on a Tommy Hid, 1/8 ounce. My biggest spot so far to date is a 4.5-pounder, which is relatively big for a spotted bass. Spotted bass are awesome. I love spotted bass. See, you catch a 9-inch spotted bass, it's like fighting a 20-pound shark. I don't know. I've never caught a shark, but a 9-inch reminds me of catching a 21-inch redfish.
Wow, that's something.
They just fight. The closest thing to freshwater when it comes to bass would be a smallmouth bass, where they just don't give up. A spotted bass, and the reason why they're called spotted bass is they have a tongue patch. There's a patch on their tongue,
right,
which gives them their name of spotted bass.
Cool. So you learn something every day, folks.
Yep. But what was really amazing about the Tommy Hids, I started doing testing. After he liked it so much, I said, show me what you did. So we went out on the water, and he was showing me what he was doing. So we went into shallow water. Actually, we got out of the boat, walked along the bank, and watched the jig, how it fell, how it sat in the water. We took little French fry baits. We took trick worms. We went as far as a mag 2, which is about 10.5, 11-inch worm, and put it on
right.
Tommy Hid. And every single time when it sat in the water, it sat at a 45-degree angle. We took flukes. We took pack of crawls. We took swim baits, and just lets it in at the bottom of the water. And it's at a 45-degree angle. So I went to this one bait shop I'd been going for a couple of years, and I was talking to a couple of locals there, and the guy said, yeah, come on. You're pulling my leg. He has a swimming pool, and he took every jig out on the market and Tommy head. He says, I'm going to give it a real test. I'm going to throw them all out in the pool, come back in 24 hours and see what they look like. 24 hours later, the Tommy head was still sitting at a 45-degree angle. All the others had been laying on the bottom of the pool.
Wow.
After 24 hours. Yeah. So the Tommy head, because of the way the eye of the hook is, it's a
right.
six degree flat eye hook. All the other jigs out there are 90-degree flat eye or a 90-degree hook. And
right.
that makes a difference. And after a lot of testing with the 90s and the 60s, what we've come to learn is on a 6-degree, from the time your line comes off your spool on your reel, goes through the eyelets, goes all the way down, you tie from the outside to the inside on a Tommy head. Whether it's a loop knot, any type of knot you want to tie, polymer, whatever. I have what we call an improved cinch knot.
Mm-hmm.
I use that. I learned that in BFL, and that knot does not break. But it's, and again, I could explain how to tie that one. It's real easy. It's like tying the cinch knot, but then you put three twists in your line, and you come back through that loop, wet your line down, and tighten her down. And that knot's virtually unbreakable.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, we use that knot for a lot of stuff for the saltwater side. It's a very solid knot, and you don't get any real line burn with it either. If that makes any sense. So.
Yep. The excuse me. The we went out and started testing this thing, and it's like it just totally blew us away. Swim baits. We throw it out there. Let me go back to. The hook itself, what I was talking about.
Right.
The 90 degree, it's sideways. On Tommy head, it's everything is in one straight line. Once you tie your knot, everything from the hook point all the way down to the line in your reel is in a straight line. So when you set the hook, and I don't care if you set it sidearm, I don't care if you overhand it or even underhand it, however you set the hook point is pointing up. So 90% of the hook sets that I get, and I could probably go as high as 96 or 97% because I do a lot of straight-up hook sets,
right.
is that it is in the roof of the mouth or the top three-quarters of the roof of the mouth. The one thing about fish, and this is all fish, or all the fish I've seen, they all have a hard roof or bony or heavy cartilage roof of their mouth. The sides
right.
and the bottom are usually skin. And when a fish starts jumping out of the water and you catch them on the side or on the bottom, what the hook does is it rips the skin. You cannot
mm-hmm.
tear the bone or the cartilage in the roof of the fish's mouth. It will not rip.
Right.
It won't. The hole won't get no bigger. It stays the same. And if you put enough pressure on it, the hook will actually come through the top part of the fish's head or top three-quarters side. It'll actually poke out. And to prove my point on Tommy heads, I've caught fish, looked down, saw where the hook was at, opened my bail up, put my rod down, and let the fish go. And people look
right.
at me like, are you nuts? What are you doing? That's a good fish. What are you doing? Let's catch that fish. When the line stops, I click the bell close and reel in, and I still have the same fish on. I guarantee you cannot do that with any 90-degree hook out there.
Right.
That was all, man.
On that note, we have to go to break.
Oh, okay.
That's the sound of a break. But folks, we have Tommy with Tommy Head Jigs on. I love a co-host, man. But, yeah, We'll be right back with more with Tommy. And folks, call in. Number 714-816-4727. If you have any questions, want to talk to Tommy, tell him and, you know, how great his stuff is, or just want to give me a fishing report. But again, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show with special guest Tommy Hibden, correct? Tommy?
Do what?
What's your last name, man?
Schultz.
Schultz, that's right. S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. Tommy Schultz.
Tommy
Hibden.
Tommy
Hibden. I think I know that by now, man. But of course, we'll be right back with more Low Sodium Show with special guest Tommy Schultz in a few seconds.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers. Made 100% in the USA. Always has been, always will be. Check them out at OrcaCoolers.com.
All right, folks, we're back with more of the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. We have special guest Tommy Schultz with Tommy Head Jigs. And, you know, Tommy, you know, we've heard your past and then how you came along to everything. What's the future looking like for the for Tommy Head Jigs, and you know, where do you see yourself coming around to, and yeah, all that good jank. Going on?
Right now, I've had one minor setback, and that's on the EWGs. I got a bad batch of extra wide gap hooks. So right now, those, I just got a new box in, and what I've done is basically threw away the old hooks. People are telling me that the hooks were bending. It's hard to bend any of the hooks on a spotted bass. Like I said, the biggest ones I've caught are right around 3.5 pounds. They don't normally bend the hooks. But because I've heard a couple different people mention that the EWGs have bent or went straight, I just basically talked to my wife, and we agreed that until further testing, we're going to take those off the market for right now.
Okay.
I still like the EWGs. I still got them in my box. I still fish with them. But I won't sell something that's junk.
Right.
If there's enough people to tell me, hey, the hook bent, then the hook bent. You don't have to send it back to me. I believe you. I take great, I'm going to say pride, but it's not pride. You have to understand something. I have a saying, and I firmly believe this. This here opportunity in my life is God-given and is God-driven. So, yeah, it's great to have a possibility of new baits, new looks.
Right.
But I'm going now on aspects of colors. Right now I carry 9 colors, or actually 8 colors with a plane. So that would be my 9th color. My colors range from black, brown, chartreuse pepper, green pumpkin, June bug, pumpkin, red bug, and watermelon. Now, a person says, well, you know, these people here, they carry a black jig. Well, my black jig
right.
has basically 2 colors of blacks. I carry an industrial, I have I have dealings with a person that does, commercial base paints, and then you can get the powder paints. I've taken my time, and what I've learned is powder paints are really unique. It's like taking a jar and filling it up with gravel. You don't fill up all the holes. So if you add the smaller sand to it, it becomes a solid mass. And I heat my jigs up to a certain temperature, and I mix my paints. I have black, brown, chartreuse pepper, the June bug, the watermelon, and the pumpkin are all mixed colors. I'm playing with another one right now, and that's Pink Pepper. That came about because of Holly Jones. Holly Jones
right.
asked me if I could do this, and I said, I don't know. And the first batch I came up with was what I would call puke pink. It was ugly. And I would not fish with them, so we'll call them puke pink. So,
for those who don't know, Holly Jones is Snake Girl. Stan Jones' wife. What's Stan's thing? Fudge. No, I can't remember Stan's tag, but two great people.
Scuba Stan.
And one that Scuba Stan, that's right. And you know, Stan is was the one who told me first about Tommy Heads and turned me into a true believer, and as well as you know, Tommy himself. But sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead, man.
I met them, believe it or not, is a freak accident. We met on Facebook, and I said, hey, I'd like to meet, and we got together, went fishing, and after I caught, let's see, I caught a 20, they said it was, we measured, I believe it was a 24-inch ladyfish, first one I ever caught in my life. They took me out for an inland, on the inland waters and went fishing. After, I think, the 10th trout, and they still hadn't caught one, that's when they tied on Tommy Heads. And Holly caught four or five, and Stan actually caught one. And so that's where I started playing with the idea of saltwater fishing in Louisiana. I went fishing with a friend of mine. He has a fishing camp in Cocodrie. Hey, I've never fished with this saltwater with Tommy Head, but that's all I used that week. And I wore them out on the reds. I wore them out on the trout. They was using shrimp, and I was using H&S Coho minnows. And I was wearing them out. And they was just looking at me like, what are you doing that we're not? And I says, all I'm doing is throwing this Tommy Head. I'm fishing like I would bass fishing. I throw it out there and swim it back. And I would love to get my hands on some slayers and test drive them on Tommy Heads. I hear a lot of good reports from people that use the Slayer on a Tommy Head. I would love to try it. I've never seen it. But the only experience I'd have on swim baits is stuff from Strike King and from H&S Minnows, or whatever they call them, Bass Assassins, or whatever they're called.
Right.
But as far as the future goes, I'm looking at three colors I'm playing with. One is pearl black, one is pink pepper, and one is your favorite color, which is
copperhead.
Yeah, I got
love
the pants. I'm playing with it right now. So between orders and everything else, I mean, like everyone else out there, I work a 40-hour job, a 40-hour week. I work four 10-hour days, and I'm off on Saturday, Sunday, Mondays, and Saturday and Mondays are given to Tommy Heads, teetotally 100%, unless I've got a tournament or someone wants to go fishing on Saturday, then I aim for Mondays. Most Mondays I pour, in a 2.5-hour period, I pour 1,000 to 1,500 jigs. Yeah, I enjoy it. It's a hobby still, and that's what's funny. People ask me all the time, are you making money? Well, it pays for itself. Could I be rich on this? Yeah, if I had the time to go from bait shop to bait shop to bait shop or tackle shop and show my wares. I honestly believe I can get it and get enough people involved to like them. I got a following from Facebook to people around the country. This year here, and I plan on doing this each year, is I have a set amount of people that I sponsor, and
right.
I have a set amount of people that test for me. And I know people want free stuff. They ask me all the time, and I know every manufacturer out there gets hit for free stuff, and some people get mad at it that, hey, you're not giving free stuff, but it costs money to make the stuff, and it costs money to ship it and everything else. That's neither here nor there. Like I said before, this is God-given, God-driven. So
right.
I have people that test it and sponsor it, or like you. I mean, I sponsor you. You support me. You've had a lot of success using a Tommy head. I know Matt has fished with them. I know that Hammerhead, Greg, I know he's fished with them. I know Chris Johnson likes them. And these people are telling other people. I have four or five testers in Florida. A lot of people know Rod Gatorbait Saucer. A lot of people know Mike Conine. These people here are testers. They love the jigs. I got testers in Arkansas, Ohio, Pennsylvania. So I'm spreading the word out. People are getting the jigs. And if I get pictures and reports back on how the jigs are doing, then I'll continue using you as either someone to sponsor or someone to continue using as a tester. If after the end
right.
of the year I don't hear nothing from you or don't see nothing or... You know, then I'm going to start with my new list, and I have a list that started already, and I got names on it, and I don't know if that's the correct way of doing it, but that's the way I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah, and that's, you know, that's why, you know, when I say Tommy head jigs, and I, you know, it's kind of funny, man. I sit here, and I get to a boat ramp, and I've got my, you know, my bass is alive well. If I'm fishing a big tournament or I've got, you know, reds or whatever I've got, you know, at the dock, and people are going, man, we haven't seen anything all day. What's, you know, what were you doing? And I just take a pack of Tommy heads and I hand it to them. I say, just put that on your thing, put whatever, you know, bait you want, any way you can think of it, and you'll start catching fish. And, you know, it's a testament, you know, to that, not only the bait. I know, Matt. Thank you.
Break time.
Matt's giving me my
catch a fish.
My break time. But yeah, I mean, just absolutely stellar jigs. And you know, right after this next quick break, we're going to talk more about how you can get your hands on some Tommy heads, and possibly the pig of the week. But I'm just saying, it might just happen. But again, folks, we have special guests. Tommy Schultz with Tommy Head Jigs, and we will be right back with more Low Sodium Show right after this short commercial break. All right, folks, you've heard me talk about unfair lures, and we've had Paul on the show, and I am telling you, from saltwater, bluefish, Spanish mackerel, Dorado, tuna, to redfish and trout, to the inshore, whatever you can think of, saltwater side, but killer is freshwater. I am telling you, Unfair Lures will be the best freshwater lure out there. They are just awesome, okay? Check them out at unfairlures.com or your local tackle shop. And let them know that Mark Lennon Career with the Low Sodium Show sent you. Welcome back. Wake up, y'all. It's time for a little bit of something I like to call the pig of the week. Yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all. Oh, gosh, good. I love that. So the pig of the week this week goes to one of my clients that joined us on Sunday for Memorial Day weekend. We ran about 35, 40 miles offshore and did a sea bassing trip. And Miss Cindy pulled in a monster sea bass. We're talking almost 8 pounds. Yes, monster, Haley. Monster sea bass. Just absolutely awesome. She did a great job. And she was my awesome client for the day, along with the rest of the party that was with her. But congrats, Sandy, on the absolutely world-class sea bass. So you just got the pig of the week, only on the low sodium show. All right, folks, after that short little piggly wiggly time, we're right back with Mr. Tommy Schultz of Tommy Head Jigs. And so, Tommy, how can people find, or where can people find Tommy Head Jigs? And, you know, can they order them off your website? And time for you to shamelessly plug your stuff, man.
All right. The easiest way to order a Tommy Head Jig is to go on to www.TommyHeadJigs.com and just check out the website, and you can go into the store or to the shopping, and they're rated in sizes 3/0, 4/0, and 5/0. They come in 1/8, 3/16, and 1/4. If for any reason you want something that's like an 1/8 ounce, or I mean a 1/16, or a 5/16, or I think it's a 3/8. I can do it as a special order. A special order is the cost of 2 packs. And the reason why it's a special order is because basically it's the hook sizes that you're getting. It's just an issue. It's really hard to do 1/16. It takes, I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but I don't like holes in my jig heads. I don't like a lot of trimmings. After you pour them, there's always a trimming that you have to shave off. It takes, my son said he would do 1,000 jigs trimming, and that's cutting the heads and trimming them off and everything else. I said, how long are you going to take? He said, shouldn't take that long. Well, 3 days later, he finished up his 1,000 jigs. When I'm doing it, I'm probably averaging, I'd say, anywhere from 150 to 300 jigs an hour trimming. I've just gotten into a habit of doing it. Unless you know, there's tricks to it, and once you learn the tricks, it's easy. But trying to learn the tricks can be a pain. The other way, if you want to see pictures of Tommy Head Jigs or anybody, you know, that likes them, you can go to my Facebook page, and there's plenty of pictures. I'm probably pushing close to 200 pictures of people that have caught fish. I will say this, if you use a Tommy Head Jig and catch a fish in the mouth with the jig in the mouth, still in the mouth, take a picture of the jig with it in its mouth, I will... If it's a good picture, I will post it on my cover, on my timeline cover. I do that with everybody and anybody that has sent me a picture.
Okay.
But, you know, I want to bring up one other thing about versatility. Versatile.
Okay.
I'm holding one. I got Tommy heads all over the place. My wife gets mad at me because I go to the supper table with a jig in my hand. I watch TV with a jig in my hand. I'd probably go to bed with a jig if I didn't catch myself. But I am constantly looking at them to see what else I can add to it. What makes this jig so hot, so good? It's not just a swim bait. It's not just for grubs. It's not just for. There's been a lot of tournaments that, and if you've ever freshwater fished, or I'm pretty sure it happens in saltwater. I would be surprised if it didn't. But you see fish crashing the surface. Now, we're talking on a kayak fishing radio. I'm pretty sure you're limited to rods in a kayak. You're not carrying 5 or 6 rods. Most people are rigged up with 3 rods, maybe 4 rods. How guys in the kayak or interested in kayak fishing is people like you, Chip, Holly, and Stan, Redfish Chuck. I can go on and on with names. Mark and Chris Lozier. these people all helped me with looking at kayak fishing. And I used to be scared of them, but not now. Chip Gibson took me out. The reason why I was scared of a kayak was because I was in an old town, and it flipped three times. And the last time I almost did not get out of the hatch, I got stuck. And it scared me. So I had a fear of kayaks. But after talking with everybody about the sit-on-tops and everything else, I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up getting a CUDA.
Rock on,
so,
man.
Yep, I'm really fired up on this. Chip Gibson is a heck of a man. He loves his natives, and so do a lot of others. There's nothing wrong with it. And I really, really like that CUDA. I have bad knees. I have arthritis in both knees. And looking at the CUDA with that rope and everything else, or that strap, it'll help me stand up if I have to. So, but back to versatile on the Tommy, before we run out of time here. I was fishing a BFL.
Oh, you got all time in the world, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I was fishing this BFL, and the spotted bass were crashing surface. Now, the guy was in the front of the boat. He started digging around. I just reached down because I was ready fishing with a Tommy head. I took the worm that I was using, I took it off, and put a fluke on and cast it into the, you know, the fish that were jumping, and bam, I catch a 2.5-3 pound spotted bass. I still have time. This guy's still rigging up, still trying to get his stuff rigged up, and I cast right back over. I caught 5 fish. Up to that point, I had no fish in the boat. I caught my limit in less than 10 minutes because of a Tommy head jig, because it's versatile. There's been times when I'm catching them on a swim bait, and all of a sudden the swim bait bite dies, and so I go to a trick worm or a finesse worm, and bam, we're right back at it. We're catching fish. I have not changed a jig. You come to a brush pile or a treetop, and you want to fish a pig and jig. Hey, I can take that worm off. I can put a skirt on the top. I can run a rattle up over The skirt goes over the collar. I always carry rattles that have booyah. They're from Buckeye rattles. They have a little round band on them that I can slip and put over the barb. I can run my skirt up there, peg it down with the rattle. I can put on a pack of crawl, and I can put a pack of crawl on weedless. So now I got a pig and jig that's weedless, and I cast it into the brush pile, and I catch fish. I've seen many people reach down and grab another rod, just for those purposes, and I'm fishing with the same rod, same line, same jig. I just change it up. And there are times when I go fishing now, I take one rod with me, sometimes two. I'll take my spinnerbait rod that I use for crankbaits, spinnerbaits, chatterbaits. But I always have a spinning rod. And my spinning rod is rigged with 30-pound, I forgot the name. 30-pound Power Pro high-vis, which is yellow, and slick. I tie a new knot out. It's I can't remember what it is, but it's a half. It's like an Aberdeen knot or something. I can't remember. Albright, that's what it is. It's an Albright knot. It's a half Albright. And basically what it is, you're tying your braid over the mono, or I like to use fluorocarbon. I use mono, which is Mumu fishing line. It's a grayish blue. It's a Japanese-made fishing line. It disappears. It's a mono, but I love it. Do what?
Give everyone an idea. It's Momoi, M-O-M-O-I, diamond. It's the same stuff that 90-some-odd percent of the heavy-duty billfish captains put on their 50 wides, their 80 wides, their drop back rods, because it is interior stuff has a little bit of stretch, but not too much, and it is absolutely awesome. I definitely recommend checking out the Momoi braid, the Momoi diamond stuff is just stellar. But sorry about the interruption, but that's just I love that
stuff. What I like about the Moomoo is that 16-pound test is the same diameter as 12-pound test in regular model. 12-pound test is the same diameter as, if I remember right, 8-pound. A 10-pound test is something like 6-pound test diameter, but it's the strength of that poundage. I really love the fact that it basically disappears in the water. But I'll tie that on. If I go down to, like, 8 or 6-pound, I skip the braid. If I go that light, I got fish real light, and braid will actually. When I set the hook, I'm really guilty. I break more rods setting the hook than sitting on them or crush them in doors. I just got a wicked hook set.
So this is where this is where we got that sound bite from. This one right here. Come on, play. Yeah, that's you setting the hook, right?
My dad told me one time when we was ice fishing, he said, "Son, you don't set the hook that hard." I was using a tip up, and when it came back, there was a set of lips. So, yeah. I set the hook. But since I went to the Tommy Head and I use Tommy Head jigs, the Mustad hooks, I'm guilty on this. I think I've lost one fish in the last 5 years using a Tommy Head.
Wow.
And I fell asleep. Well, I don't normally lose fish on a Tommy Head. On a 90-degree hook, I would lose probably every 5 or 6 fish.
Right.
Now, I hear a lot of people talking on Facebook about weedless. Now, I'm not a professional on weedless, but I do make a weedless hook, and it's a nylon, meaning that it comes 30 strands, and I think if you cut half those strands or even get down to 10,
uh-huh,
and you cut it to the edge of the hook, in a oval or half oval, using your thumb as a guideline above
right
that hook, I think that you would not lose the fish that they're losing on these weedless, or there's a wire hook or something. I don't understand it, because the only weedless I understand is the nylon.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. You know, I hear people talking about weedless, and it's usually a piece of metal. Like I said, I think the nylon would work. I can't wait for the Boondoggle to come, because this is going to be my first one. I'm going to have some jigs with me, but I'm not going to push them on anybody. If you want some, you want to talk to me, we'll talk. You know, we'll sit down, chat, and if you're interested, great. But I would love to. My goal is to go out there and try the Tommy Heads.
Well, let's take a quick break,
there,
and we'll come back and we'll talk, and I'll give you my point of view on all that weedless stuff, and we'll have more with Tommy Schultz. How's that sound? Talk more Tommy Ted. Sounds like a plan. So, again, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show with special guest Tommy Schultz of Tommy Head Jigs in 1 second, but first we got to...
Jackson Kayak. Can't say enough about their fishing line of kayaks. Go check them out at your local dealer. They're very versatile. They can handle pretty much any type of fishing that you'd like to do. Stability at its best. Get to your local dealer and test paddle one. Paddle with luxury. Go to jacksonkayak.com and find a dealer closest to you.
All right, folks, we're back with more of the Low Sodium Show. That's my new co-host, Matt, the wonderful man, Yak Chum Trucks.
Thank you, thank you.
Doing his first commercial. That was awesome.
Hey, man, that's the best commercial I could do.
Hey, it was a perfect commercial, man. Better than I could do. But we're back with Tommy Schultz. It's the Tommy Head Jig Show. And before we went to a break, Tommy was talking about his... no, Tommy, not putting anyone to sleep, bud. This is a great show. But, yeah, man, my thing with weed guards and stuff like that is I've really gotten away from them. And the reason for that is mainly because of the Tommy Heads. And we did a show, what was that, 2 months ago, where I talked about all the sponsors and especially the show about Shaky Head Jigs, which is basically what a Tommy Head is. And I broke down how you can rig them. And the one thing that really stands out with the Tommy Head is that it has a double collar. Okay, for those that don't understand what a double collar is, if you look at a normal jig head, the part where the jig, where the bait actually locks in, quote unquote, to the jig head is called the collar. It could be just a round spot where it just kind of holds on. It could be barbels. It could be ridges for her pleasure. It could be anything like that. But the big thing about them is, and especially most shaky heads, is that they create a point where you have to rig the lure or the plastic or whatever you're using on that spot. And it really, as he said earlier, it doesn't make a difference on what you do with it. It's not going to present it correctly. The great thing about Tommy heads is that because it does have a double collar, it has a single rib, okay, which is where you'd put your skirt, where you would put your rattles, if you're using rattles, anything like that, right? That's your first part. Then there's a barbel right behind that. The great thing about where everything's positioned on a Tommy head, and this is where I really like it, is that when you put a skirt on there, for, you know, talking mostly wheel stuff here, then jig fishing, and for those that know, I'll throw a jig before I'll throw a topwater, and that's kind of weird. But I'll throw that skirt on there, and then I'll, same way I would hook a weedless or a bait on an extra wide gap, okay? Just, you know, a little bit into the front, down, slant it around, and then I'll just barely skin hook that or push the bait through until the hook is just barely poking through. Now I have no weed guard in the way. Now that my point is just barely sticking, okay, out of that bait. Now my hookup percentages, and I'm telling you, folks, I actually took some of my favorite jigs, okay, with weed guards, the Bitsy Bugs, the KVD tournament jigs, the swim jig. Y'all, I am a swim jig freak, and I love my swim jigs, and I love my KVD swim jigs. But I've put all my I literally have a tackle box of jigs that I don't use anymore. Why is that? Because I'm throwing the Tommy heads. My hookup percentages, okay? I spent a week, okay, fishing a lake that is jig-friendly. And every bass in that thing eats a jig, okay? And I missed, out of the 60 fish that week I caught, okay, I must have missed a good 40, 50 fish, okay? I didn't do any trimming of the weed guards. It's fresh out of the package, okay? And I'll tell you exactly the colors I used. I used a June bug head with a black and blue skirt. Okay, it's what this lake is known for, because the crawfish in this lake are black and blue. It's just the water. It's just how these crawls are. It's just crazy. With a royal blue trailer. Okay, it's just a beaver style, okay, creature bait as my trailer. No scent, no nothing, okay. I went back the next week throwing, and I got to thank Tommy for this. He made me some, there were 3/8, a little heavier, jig for this lake. Okay, I went back and threw a June bug head, okay, with a black and blue skirt and the same trailers, okay. I missed one fish. And the reason for that was the first fish of the day, first cast in a brush pile. And we're not talking like a couple of sticks hanging in the water. We're talking a thicket, okay? Something that you would see quail in, okay? It was thick. And I dropped it right in the center of it. And as it was falling, I felt the dunk, dunk. And I had my one hand, I had the rod in one hand. I had, and yes, to folks, you know, drugs and tobacco are bad, but I enjoy them. Not the drugs, but the tobacco. And, you know, just kind of did the flailing one arm, you know, hook, set. Okay, and that was the only fish I missed the whole week. And I caught 130 fish. Okay, every last fish, like Tommy said, for whatever reason, with the way that everything's set up on there, when I hammered them, and I do a nice heavy-duty sweeping hook set a lot of times. I don't usually go vertical. So I really, like, crack them. And to get a good crack, I got to twist the hips, you know. Yeah, you, proper cracking stance, okay, is you bend your knees a little, you set yourself up, and you twist from the hips, and you raise at the same time. And you go, ha! And you just snap them. And every last fish was caught in the top of the mouth. A couple of them, I put the hook through the top of the head, giving an idea of how hard I was hitting them. Nothing changed. It was one of those 2 weeks, no, you know, pretty much same weather pattern. Two really sunny days, bluebird skies, one rainy day, post front afterwards, and I was still catching them on the Tommy heads. With the other jig, I was not. And that just says a huge amount about them. But I do believe that those fiber weed guards do more harm than good. I get hung up, oh, heck, I hang up all the time on those weed guards for whatever reason. I've only lost one Tommy head to a brush pile, and that was because I didn't reset the trailer on there. And that tells you something. So that's my thoughts on weedless jigs. Tommy, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Yes, I was thinking about something. I'm always playing with an idea, and I believe you and I talked about this. I really don't want to keep my mouth shut on this, but I'm going to open it up. Like I said, I play with my jigs all the time. They're on my desk, as you can hear. That's a jig. That's one of my chartreuse pepper jigs, 4-0-8 ounce. I started with an idea, and so far I've only made one successfully, and that's taking a chatterbait blade and rigging on a Tommy head. The first test drive on that was absolutely amazing. I'm still stoked on that one. I caught two spotted bass, one about 3.5-4 pounds. Liked to take the rod right out of my hand, and the other one was about 1.5-2 pound spotted bass.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. I still got the prototype. It's still tied on to my favorite rod that I use for chatterbaits and spinnerbaits, but I got over 100 of these blades, and I've broken more blades trying to get them on the Tommy heads, and that's with O-rings and everything else. I have not found the correct O-rings. But when I do, anywhere from 6 months to 18 months, I think, it's not going to be called a chatterbait. It's going to be, what do you call it? You gave it a good name.
What I call it that time?
I don't know, but you cannot call it a chatterbait because then a person, they can sue you for trademark infringements.
Right.
There's a bait out there called chatterbait. The Hope Blade or... Yeah. I don't know. It was a good name.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll think of it.
Anyways, my testing on it with the prototype, I'm actually cutting line. I've already had to re-spool twice. That's how much line I'm cutting because I do not want to lose the prototype. it seems like every two casts I'm retying and cutting off line because I do run it along rocks, a lot of trees, brush. I do run it. And yes, Ten Creek Bridges is a trademark.
Yeah. We call
you
it
can
the,
get the blades, but you cannot, you're not supposed to call it chatterbait. Only one company can call it chatterbait, and that's the Chatterbait Company. There's been a lot of court suits over that. And I can't call it chatterbait.
Now I'm going to be up all night thinking of what we called that. It was like we thought of Queeze, you know, for Cuisinart or the
yeah,
chopper.
But my wife corrected you on that one.
Yeah.
Can't call it because that's a trademark also.
Yeah. Gosh darn it.
The humbling Tommy Head or the thundering Tommy Head or... No, but I've gotten these different blades, and I've been playing with this idea. And what's really unique about this is a chatterbait, a normal chatterbait, the way it's made, after a lot of testing, it's a tight wiggle. I mean, it's super tight.
Right.
But on a Tommy Head, what's really awesome about it is it has this wide seesawing movement. It is unreal. It's like watching shad swimming unmolested by fish, or watching a bluegill just kind of ease along, you know, swimming back and forth. And this is what it resembles, and you can just barely reel this thing, and it just has this wide wobble. And let me tell you something, Mark. When a fish hit it, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know you've just been hammered. There's none of this
cool.
Peck, 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 or do I really want this, or do I just want to barely nudge it? Yeah. And as a testament for the Tommy Head jigs, we had Bassmasters here earlier in first part of May. They had the Bassmaster Elite Series on West Point Lake. I know of one, Edwin Evers. He bought 4 or 5 packs of Tommy Heads from the picnic basket there in West Point.
Right.
And 3 others. Now, I never did get to go and talk to you, Swindle, like you asked me to, but... So, yeah. I'm really stoked about everything. If everything goes right, maybe another 3 years, then I can be, you know, bills and everything. I kick work on the side and hit the bait shops. But in the meantime, it's gonna have to be the web page and, you know, word of mouth.
Right.
So, I think it's a good jig. I think it's an awesome jig. And
Everyone that's here, Chris Johnson, Greg, Chris, myself, can say
there's
that
a
they
few
are
questions
a
for
truly
Tommy
awesome
there.
Jig.
Oh, man,
okay, go ahead, man.
There's a question I see in the chat room. You wanted to know if it was Kayak MO, wanted to know if it was Colorado or Leaf Blades that you were thinking about.
It's a Thunder Blade.
Okay.
It's a regular chatterbait blade. They come, I think it's 50 to a bag. And I bought 2 different types. One was like a bubbler blade, and another one is a plain blade. A bubbler blade has 2 holes in it to the sides, which is supposed to create bubbles, but...
Yeah, those bubbler blades are meant to be... Excuse me. Oh, God. One of those burps. I'm sorry. What was I just going to say? Oh, yeah, the bubbler blade. Those bubblers, I love them when I need to burn it right underneath the surface. And I use the term smoke trail, and that's something we use in the offshore community. It comes up, and you catch some air on the surface, and when it dives back down, which you just kind of lower your rod tip kind of thing, and it drops it down that, you know, 1/2 inch, 2 inches, leaves a bubble trail behind it. And then when you just kind of look, when it's done bubbling, you just raise your rod tip again. It comes up, catches some air, you drop back down, and it leaves that bubble trail again. It's really, really a killer technique when you have bass that don't really want to hit a topwater, but they don't want to hit anything on the bottom. They're kind of that suspended top half kind of thing. That can be really annoying. But if you ever watch a bait that's trying to get away, it comes up to the surface, it splashes around, creates a bunch of bubbles, and then dives underneath, you know, a little bit. It comes back up, slaps it around, and goes back down. And it's just really a solid technique. It's one that you can really, really just absolutely just scream and tear them up. But, Tommy, we got a suggestion here, which I kind of like. Kayak Mo puts in here what does it say, gill rattler?
Yeah, the gill rattler. Yeah, I see this.
That's kind of a cool little name. You know, I'm going to be sitting here thinking about it until I go gray in the chin hair.
Yeah, Chris Johnson got the beer burp.
Yeah, sorry about that, y'all.
Catterhead, beer burp. That's some good ones.
Yeah.
It's called the crack killer.
There you go. But I think this thing would be awesome. Again, I haven't tried on speck trout or
Catterhead.
What's the other one? Redfish. I think this thing's going to be a killer bait.
Oh, yeah.
With this here, with the wobble on it.
That would be a
good one, Mark. I mean, good one, Brian. Tommy Head gill rattlers. They'll rattle the gills out of the fish you catch.
Motor mouth.
There you go. You get all the ideas right here from just the guys in the chat room on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Well,
you should
actually
send me a message
on Facebook.
Yeah, send me a message on contacts on Facebook.
There you go, folks. Give Tommy an idea of what we can name the blade bait.
Once I get a couple more prototypes, then I may get, you know, I'll talk to my testers and my, you know, people I sponsor and see if they're interested, and I need to get results from them. You know, it's like I said, I've worked out deals with most of my testers and most of the people I sponsor. And, yeah, I would love to give them out for free and everything else, but, you know, first dibs got to go to people I sponsor and people that test for me. And I just want everybody to understand that. I mean, if I was rich and had the time and the money and was willing to, you know, or it didn't cost me nothing to make this, heck, I'd be giving this stuff out for free. Did I just get red carded?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
I mean, I understand people want stuff for free. I know the economy stinks.
Right.
But, you know, it cost me basically $6 for just shipping out a package. Not cost on the lead and the hooks and, you know, paint and everything else. And like I said,
no, that's absolutely understandable. I mean, you're trying to run a business. You can't give anything out for free, really, you know. The prize packs you do are really nice and everything, and I'm sure people look forward to that. But, yeah, you got to understand. And Tommy's a businessman here, and he's in the business of getting you to catch fish. So that's the idea.
Exactly.
And I will tell you this one thing. Everybody out there, everybody on the market that sells some sort of jig or some sort of lure, crankbait, spinnerbait, has gone up in price in the last 3 years. My price has not gone up because I am a fisherman and I know how it is. I'm willing to take a cut to help out anybody, but my price has not gone up because I am a fisherman. I know what it's like to go out there and try to buy baits. And it's like, you know, do you want to go out and spend $21? You know the bait works, but you're afraid to use it because, man, if you lose it, there goes $21 down the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you know that, and this is something, folks, that I'm going to give you one of my personal, I don't know if you call it a secret or epitaph or what do you want to consider it. But if you've noticed, all of the companies that I personally approached to either be on a pro staff, supporter, field staff, whatever, the companies I work for, and yes, you, when you are a pro staffer or sponsored or anything else, you work for that company. And I have, and I actually, before we went on the show today and I had Tommy on here, I apologize to Tommy because I really haven't been able to give him the amount of support in the past few weeks that I truly would like to due to work obligations. But all the companies that I have, from Jackson Kayak to Orca Coolers, to Unfair Lures, Tommy Head, and the rest of them, Jackson Yak Angler and a few others, all of those companies have the same, same moral standard, and that is, we're here to, not only make money, but to make a great product, and a product that, we are willing to stand behind. And Tommy Head, Tommy and it's, Unfair, Paul Van Reenen, EJ Jackson. Folks, EJ, one of the best men you will ever meet, great guy, really believes this as well, American made, as best as possible, or made in a shed in a backyard, but a high quality product that, that is easy on the pocket as much as possible, and can be the best in the world, and that's why I've associated myself with Bull Bay Rods. Folks, god darn it, man, those Bull Bays are amazing. Taking a crappie rod and pulling up an amberjack, yeah, that video is coming out very soon on the boat. Tommy Head jigs, y'all. That's why I'm doing these sponsor spotlights, because anyone who's used them knows that they're just amazing jig heads. To Paul, I'm telling you, folks, Unfair Lures are going to be in every tackle shop and demanded here very soon. And the price point of many of these companies are what anybody can use. Anybody can go out there and buy these products without breaking the bank and catch fish. And that's what it's all about, is putting more fish in your lap, on the deck, in your hand, or in the cooler. And that's my personal belief, and that's why the companies that I've affiliated myself with are, in my personal opinion, and what many others now are believing, the best in the world. So, sorry about that, Tommy.
No, you're all right, Mark. I just want to say in front of everybody, I really appreciate all that you've done for me. I mean, between the if you guys haven't seen the YouTube video, it's awesome. Mark did an awesome job. Unbeknownst to me, there was a lot of people doing Tommy Head Jig YouTubes, which I only knew about one or two of them. There's probably about 10 or 15 out there now, so it's amazing. But I do want to say thank you for all that you have done for me and for telling people, because I am hearing it, and I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate to everyone that's on the site today that's used Tommy Heads, like Chris and Matt, and I know Greg, and I believe Brian. If it wasn't for for you guys, I wouldn't be doing this. I enjoy just doing it, but it's also nice to know that it's paying for itself. I enjoy mixing paints. Like I said, I'm trying to come up with three new colors. Pink pepper, I think it's going to be hot. I think it's going to be top-notch because the fish that Holly's catching with that just blows me away.
I'm telling you, that pink pepper is going to be killer. And I think this is going to get Matt's attention on stripers. Because those that know stripers very, very well know that stripers love pink. Pink's a color of a lot of the worms, the blood worms and the sand eels that a lot of the stripers eat, and I really do think that a pink Tommy head jig with a bubblegum trailer or bubblegum fluke on there, I think you got something there, bud. I think you've got something that every striper fisherman's going to have in their arsenal.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I was using Tommy's chartreuse jig heads, these 3/8 ounce, I believe they are, with the 4/0 hooks, and I was just using a 6-inch Berkeley Gulp swimming mullet, and nailed myself a 25-inch weak fish. Nice fish.
Oh, man.
And unfortunately, it was incredibly windy. You could ask Greg. He was there, hammerhead. I was fishing on Sunday. The tide was ripping. The wind was ripping. It was pouring rain out, and I just didn't get a picture of it with the jig in its mouth. That's my testimony. A weak fish, man, on a Tommy head jig. Basically, a weak fish is a saltwater trout, but in the northern waters, it's like a lot like a speckled trout, but a little different with the colors.
Okay.
A weak fish, any size, is right now a great catch. You know, one of those ones where you go, gosh darn it, I can't believe I caught this thing. But a 25-inch weakie, or great trout is what we call it, that's a monster, okay?
Talk about fighting that thing that hits like a dropping ton of bricks, I'll tell you that. Boom!
Well, you guys saw the one that Holly caught. What is it, 47-inch redfish on the chartreuse pepper Tommy head? And I asked her, I said, what kind of damage to the hook? And she said, none. She popped it out of the fish's mouth. The hook was still sharp. Bam, bam, bam. So,
absolutely
yeah.
Awesome, man.
I'm ecstatic
absolutely
for you guys.
Awesome.
So.
But I think we're going to have to call it. Thank you, Tommy, for being on. You know, folks, please go to TommyHeadJigs.com. Like him on Facebook. Send him a message. Let him know that, you know, we heard you about you on the low sodium show. Buy a pack or two, buy 20. Let them know that you heard them on the low sodium show, and they're willing to try them. And please take pictures and brag about them. Tell your friends. You know, don't hide your wife, hide your kids. Tell your kids, tell your wife all about Tommy Head Jigs. I'm busting out a little bit of that YouTube sensation. You know, I cannot thank you, Tommy, enough for everything you've done for me and for being a humongous supporter of the Low Sodium Show and the rest of the Kayak Fishing Radio family. It truly means a lot.
I appreciate the invite, and I appreciate everything that Kayak Radio has done for me and Chip Gibson. So you got an awesome show, too. So I've met a lot of nice people on these shows. So keep up the good work.
We will, man, and thank you again.
So,
I just got one announcement, if I could throw that in there real quick.
Just go ready to lead you into it. So go right ahead, man.
This Saturday, if anybody's in the tri-state area, we'll be doing a demo day with Jersey Paddler, local kayak dealer. So if you're in the market for a new kayak, come on down to, Ocean County Park in Lakewood, New Jersey. I'll be there representing Jackson Kayaks. I'll get you into Jackson, let you paddle around, and let you test out the luxurious Jackson high-low seat. So come check it out if you're in the area.
Get some of that. Again, folks, that's Jersey Paddler and Ocean Park in New Jersey.
Ocean County
Sounds
Park.
Sounds like a great time. Ocean County Park, there you go.
Yep.
So check it out. Let's see here. I think that'll do it for tonight. Again, I'd like to thank all of my personal sponsors and everything else. Jackson Kayaks, Orca Coolers, Bull Bay Rods, Tommy Head Jigs, Unfair Lures, and you, the listener, who make all this possible. Please check out the rest of the shows on Kayak Fishing Radio, but truly a joy to do this for the past 3 years with everyone. Just absolutely awesome. I love the stuff. With that being said, I thank my co-host for the night, Mr. Matt Trucks. This mic just turned into a weekly thing with me and him. Cause it's truly a blessing to have someone else help me out here. But I thank everyone who showed up as well. Chris Johnson, as always, thank you, buddy. Kayak Mo, Tennessee Creek Bridges, what's going on, girly? And Greg Crisp and everyone else that have joined us, cannot thank you enough. And to all the listeners out there listening to a podcast, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hope everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend, last weekend, and summer's only starting. It's only going to get better from here. So with that being said, folks, have a great night. Remember, take a kid fishing, always wear your PFD, and get your fish on, man. Good night, everybody. Signing out.